I'm writing this to warn you. Never go to the room on the left. I live in a small town in New Jersey. The type of ones you see in movies where everyone knows each other. The town was founded by Native Americans, which gives it a bit of an eerie sense. A lot of weird things happen here, and of course, they mostly happen to me. My house is a fairly large one. I remember playing hide and seek in it as a child. Thing is, I was, and still am, terrified of it. The house seemingly has a life of its own. It roars in agony every time we move something. My father's fish tank, which was a 56-gallon one, was tossed into thin air and flipped over. We believe a spirit haunts our house, particularly three of them. None of the three really care about our safety. They toss things at us. They pinch us. Hell, they even scratch us. But there is one. I think one of them has possessed one of our dolls in our infamous doll room. My mother's an ecstatic collector. Anyway, one doll. The doll I believe the spirit haunts is a porcelain doll. It has a sort of blank, expressionless face on it. It's just staring with bright blue, ambitious eyes and curly brown locks. It wears a shade of blue dress with a sort of Victorian-style hat. It has a lifeless look on it, and it just stays there, staring at nothing. But it has a reason to stare, because I know something is there, something that makes it stare into the blank air in which I breathe in every day. I mean, something is in the room on the left. The doll. The doll has stricken me with fear. A type of fear that tingles your spine and shrivels your heart into nothing. And I feel it sucking my life away. I watch it every day, waiting for it to move. And when it does, well, when it does, God bless my forsaken soul. After a long day, I decided to go to bed early one night. But the thing that really concerns me is that my room, of course, is the room which shares its walls with the doll room. After thinking about tomorrow, I finally fell into a deep sleep. I had a dream that night. I was running away from my house. But whichever turn I took, I would end up back at my house. And every time I would look into my room to see that doll staring out my window, I would just look at it and try to sprint away, but it wouldn't work. Losing my mind. I'm losing my mind, I said to myself. I woke up from the nightmare and had seen the doll peek into my room. I held in my shriek. For I know, the doll would be back to its spot on the shelf by the time my father had gotten his bat. It's useless, kid. You tell your parents, you end up in a psychiatric home, you keep your mouth shut. You end up dead or crying every night from the doll. Into the darkness I go. I decided to get up and search for the godforsaken doll the next day. I found it on its normal spot. I tore the head off the thing and made sure I had dealt with it properly. Vaccine, I thought. This was my cure to the problem. I would simply kill it. The night which I had been happy for had came. I fell asleep no problem. However, I was rudely awoken by a menacing bump around 3 in the morning. Oh God, please not the doll, I had thought. I opened my door and built enough courage to walk 5 feet into the hallway and turn left, It all was there, staring at me. Every night I would wake from a stir, a commotion, a bump, and see the doll. I can't stand it. I'm going to commit suicide. A quick hanging will do. I tied the noose, which will bring my rigorous fight to an end. I hung it on my fan and stood up upon my desk chair. I let go of my last breath and kicked the chair. I wake up in a hospital room. 3 IVs in each arm. My parents said that they had awoken to me on the floor, the noose cut with a sharp knife on the floor. They didn't cut it, but who did? Please read every starting letter in each paragraph except the one above me.